Crawlers by Sam Entoven. Read by Joe Cohen. London, the financial district, aka the city. Deep underground. 6:16 p.m. In the dark pit that had been my prison for almost 350 years, Stedman's latest victim was regaining consciousness. "Mr. Miller," said Stedman's voice from the pit's wall-mounted speakers. "Mr. Miller, can you hear me?" There was a groan.
What?
The voice was that of a young man, not much more than a teenager.
"Where am I? What happened?"
"I imagine," said Stedman, "that the last thing you remember is lunch at my club. You spent most of the meal boasting about some trivial few million you made on the money markets this morning. For my part, I allowed you to imagine that the corporation might be interested in you for a purpose other than your present one, and drugged your wine." He sighed. "Shocking way to treat a fine Margot, I know. But then, so is wasting it on you."
"Mr. Stedman," said his victim, trying for reason.
"Lionel, I don't..." "Kindly shut up and tell me what you're doing there." Miller fell silent. "I hate you," Stedman began. "I've never had the chance to say this to one of you before, but I've hated people like you my whole life. Ever since school, where my existence was made a misery by a smug, self-satisfied waster like you, I've quietly dedicated my life to finding ways to revenge myself on your kind. Something unpleasant is about to happen to you, but you can comfort yourself with two things. First, it will be over far more quickly than you deserve, and second, you're in a very privileged position. You, Mr. Miller, are about to serve the Queen." I took my cue.
Yeah.